Hey, Mark White here. You know, in times like these, businesses need every advantage they can get to take care of their teams while keeping costs down. That's why I'm excited to endorse LH Capital's SIMRP plan. It's an innovative solution that not only protects employees, but helps companies save money. Don't miss out. Visit themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com to find out more. That's themarkwhiteshow.thesimrp.com. Let's empower your business, save money, and secure your future today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another episode of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today.
as we talk about tax filing tips, what small business owners need to know this season. I have a tax expert who's going to share how small business owners can set themselves up for the best tax outcomes. To do this, I have Mark Yeager, Vice President of Tax Operations at Tax Act. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Mark Yeager.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So taxes are critical in managing small business finances, and it's daunting to many owners. Here we are today, close to tax season. It's really upon us. People are now trying to get their taxes in, and of course they have until mid-April. How can small businesses best prepare for tax season right now, especially if it's their first year filing taxes, Mark?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say first and foremost, it's time, if you haven't already, to start pulling those documents, expenses, pretty much all the organization you need to pull your business data together. Now's the time to do it, right? It's for instance, if you have a bunch of receipts for paying for some sort of advertising expense or whatever it may be, now's the time to categorize that information. So when you do go to file your taxes, you're not scrambling as you're getting to certain questions, or you're trying to work with a tax preparer to try to provide that information to them. It's really important now more than ever to really get organized at this point in time.
Well, and with organization maybe at the very top of that list, what are some of the most common mistakes that small business owners make when filing?
Yeah, so first and foremost, what I see is sometimes we see individuals not actually knowing, or businesses, I should say, not really knowing what their business structure is. So what I mean by that is sometimes what you see is a partnership that files a wrong return. They file an S-corporation return versus a partnership return, which is a 1065. So what I would say is, first and foremost, understand the type of business that you are. If you're a sole proprietorship, usually you're filing a Schedule C with your 1040 return. If you're a partnership, you're filing a 1065. If you're an S-corp, you're filing 1120F. And then if you're a C-corp, you're filing an 1120. So making sure we get that right is kind of the first step to make sure we're filing the right tax return with the IRS. The next thing I would actually say is, okay, now that we know what type of business we are, it's really important to stay on top of your deadline. So throughout the entire year as a business owner, there's lots of filing obligations that you have. But as it relates to your tax return, right, for partnerships and S corporations, we have a due date coming up. That's March 17th. Again, no worries. If you need more time, it's always good to file an extension. But for those sole proprietors, for their 1040 returns, or for the C corp filers, you have till April 15th. So knowing that, obviously, is really important because, like you said, Mark, there's not a lot of time left. We're deep into it right now. And then the other thing I want to just say to keep the top of mind is expense, expense, expense. You know, the one thing I like to stress to people is the IRS says anything that is ordinary and necessary for your business, you can deduct. So sometimes people will shy on, I don't want to get myself in the crosshairs of the IRS, right? And they leave things on the table that they actually should deduct. So make sure that if it's something that is ordinary and necessary, so for instance, I may want to buy a fishing boat, but if my business has nothing to do with fishing or a need of a fishing boat, chances are it probably doesn't, it's not deductible for your business. So it's just important to know what business you're in and then what actually is deductible for that type of thing.
You know, Mark, for many small businesses, margins can be pretty thin sometimes. And as we think about different deductions that small business owners can claim, I think it's important that we go over what some of those deductions are, just to give that mindset of, this is how I'm going to get money back for my business.
Yes, absolutely. So first, it's important, obviously, you know your business. Nobody understands your business like the person who owns the business does. So the main thing, some real high-level items that I know that are pretty common across lots of business, for instance, you know, your vehicle, right? There's certain things you can do with your vehicle, whether you want to depreciate a vehicle or just claim the mileage on the vehicle, right? A lot of businesses want to advertise, right? They want to get their name out there to make sure people know who they are and what they do. So there's advertising expenses. There's other things like rent. I may have to rent a shop, a garage, a building, whatever it may be that I need to do business type activities out of. I may need to rent equipment. in order to do my business as well. And then obviously one of the biggest costs is labor, right? Just making sure that if we need contractors, we're deducting those contracting costs. If we need employees, we're deducting that employee cost as part of our businesses.
Clearly, Mark, because we're talking to you as Vice President of Tax Operations at Tax Act, we're talking about comprehensive do-it-yourself tax software dedicated to making tax filing easy, accurate, and stress-free for individuals and businesses. What should small businesses look for in a do-it-yourself tax software provider?
Yeah, ultimately, I would say there's three things that you should look for in a DIY provider. One, it's going to be ease of use, right? You don't want to go through 1,000 questions, because we all know the IRS tax code is very long. You don't want to go through 1,000 questions to figure out what it is that I need to complete. I don't understand what this question's asking me. I don't know what I need to put into this field as it relates to, you know, just the requirements of filing your business tax return. So a company like Tax Act really focuses a lot of their investment on making sure that when you go through the interview process, that it's very simple, it's very easy to understand, that you're not getting hung up on a question, that it's really making it so there's that ease of use to step through from starting your return to e-filing or paper filing your return at the end of the process. You know, the other thing, similar to maybe a vehicle purchase, is you're looking for peace of mind, right? You want to make sure that what you're doing, you're utilizing this product, you're filing your taxes, that it was done 100% accurately, and you feel like you're not going to get audited at the end of the day by the IRS. So there are different services out there around audit defense that are offered through a company like Tax Act. And then also Tax Act offers 100% accuracy guarantee. So just trying to give that confidence that what you're actually filing is meeting the obligations that the IRS is looking for. And then lastly, what I would say is just customer support, right? Everybody looks for good customer service with anything that they do or purchase throughout a given year. So the one thing Tax Act has that's just absolutely amazing is they hire CPAs, tax attorneys, enrolled agents that are there for you through a cool product service called Expert Assist, that you can have a chat conversation or a phone conversation at any time with one of those individuals if any questions occur or concerns arise with your tax filing.
Mark, my show was founded on recognizing difference makers and having them share their stories to encourage and inspire those who listen. Two of the questions that I have for people are, who made a difference in your life, and how do you feel you're making a difference in people's lives today? And for you, Mark, here you are, Vice President of Tax Operations at Tax Act. Somebody had an impact in your life, or multiple people had an impact in your life, for you to be where you are today. Who are those people, Mark?
Yeah, that's an outstanding question. I would say throughout my career, I've been at Tax Act for a majority of my career. And, you know, when you go from this kid that comes out of college, you're not real sure of yourself entering the workforce, and then you just start getting into it and you start moving forward. You know, I would say that there were some individuals that I've worked with over the course of my career, my old boss, whose name was Rick Brown, and another old boss whose name was Rob Gedemy. I think they provided opportunities for me to feel confident with what I'm doing, to make sure that I speak up and I ask questions. And it really just gave me the confidence to do the things that I wanted to do in my career and move forward with without, you know, being so unsure of myself.
Absolutely. And not to put you on the spot, but in your life, how do you feel that what you're doing and maybe some of the things you do outside of your job are making a positive impact in people's lives?
Yeah, you know, what I look at with taxes, right, especially on the individual side, is most individuals who are getting a refund, they rely on that refund check. We know that. We know that that refund check may be the biggest paycheck that they get throughout the course of an entire year. So the thing that I focus on and we make sure we focus on within our Tax Act business is that we have to be extra sure. We have to be extra diligent with everything that we do with our software because people really rely on this. And when you put in all those extra hours to actually release your tax software at the end of the day, and then people file it and they get their refund and they send you the comments that tell you how excited they are and how much they needed that, and what it meant for them and their family. I think that's the most joy and passion I can get out of it, which is why I've been in this business for as long as I have.
That is great, Mark Yeager, Vice President of Tax Operations at Tax Act. We appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show, and I want you to share, before we close out, where can listeners go to learn more?
Yeah, you can find more at taxact.com. A lot of great content and details out there about filing your small business return.
Sounds easy enough. Thank you, Mark Yeager.
All right, thank you.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how AI and freelancers will work together in the future. One company is collaborating with writers, artists, and creatives to give them full control of their creative work, plus a chance to earn equity in the company. We're going to be talking to Matt Clunan, Vice President of Global Brand Marketing with Fiverr. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Located in Bessemer, Alabama, Bob Sykes Barbecue is a family-owned local tradition since 1957, cooking fresh meats over an open fire pit located in the dining room. Open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Bob Sykes Barbecue is closed on Sundays. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, check out bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Maya, and you're listening to The Mark Show.
And we're back. As advertised, I have with me right now Matt Clunan, the Vice President of Global Brand Marketing at Fiverr, as we talk about the future of AI and freelancing. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Matt Clunan.
Thanks, Mark. Great to be here.
Well, so AI was not around until just a few years ago, as far as I know, and much awareness has been brought to AI lately. So what is your background, Matt, before AI existed? What were you doing?
Yeah, it's a good and kind of relevant topic. So Fiverr is a global online marketplace that connects freelancers and businesses looking for digital services. So Fiverr's been around for about 15 years. There's millions of users on the platform, and really has always been about kind of that human connection between, you know, a business that needs to get something done and a freelancer that can do it. AI has kind of emerged, and it's, you know, going to be affecting all of our lives and all of the way, you know, that people get work done. And really, you know, Fiverr is focused on how do we, you know, leverage that to be more efficient and more effective and really kind of get the most out of our freelance talent. So, yeah.
Now, granted, Matt, I can go directly to social media and I can search AI and I can get the thoughts and feelings of various people across the planet and how they feel about AI. How do you feel about AI moving forward?
Yeah, I think AI, you know, presents an exciting opportunity, but also kind of a scary one. You know, I think there's a lot of conversation out there about how AI is going to replace, you know, all of our jobs and it's going to take over and all of that. And I think, you know, that's a fear that people have, but I think there's also kind of a huge opportunity with AI. You know, it allows us to, you know, do so many things that are, you know, creative, that are, you know, tasks that would take, you know, hours, days, weeks, all of that. And I think it's just the speed and kind of the magnitude in which AI has changed things and kind of upended things that is a little bit scary. But really, I think, you know, it is an exciting opportunity. So, you know, where's it going to go? I don't know exactly, but I think we're trying to take steps to, you know, push it in the right direction and really, you know, make it a tool that our freelancers and businesses can leverage to be, you know, more efficient and more creative and more productive.
While we talk about the positive sides of AI, are some of those fears valid since the fact that we are in a place that's unknown?
Yeah. I mean, I think there's definitely some truth to it. You know, I think Fiverr as a platform provides digital service. I think it's over 700 digital services now. And I think, you know, some of those services are kind of seeing declines as a result of, you know, alternative options being out there. But I think for those services that we're seeing declining, we're also seeing kind of new services emerge and a lot of new opportunities. And so I think, you know, when different tools in the past have emerged, you know, Photoshop, for example, or video editing software, things like that, you know, people have been afraid of those things. But I think ultimately it's been kind of an opportunity. And I think, you know, it's always about the human that's really driving these things. And so, you know, AI is another tool and another resource for, you know, humans to be more effective. So I think it's really just about how do we leverage that and how do we, you know, build the future of work and build the future of technology in a way that, you know, is beneficial and is not threatening.
Absolutely. And as Fiverr looks at AI as an exciting time moving forward, what was that meeting like when Fiverr first met at a table with other people talking about how they were going to handle AI moving forward?
Yeah, I don't know if there was a single meeting. It probably feels like more. There's been hundreds of meetings. And I think it was, I think seeing more as kind of an opportunity. You know, I think Fiverr has handled changes in the past in terms of, you know, new technologies emerging and how do we really take advantage of that. So as I mentioned before, there's millions of people using Fiverr. And I think what's really cool about the platform is, you know, the supply and the demand are always going to kind of be matched. So if new skills are emerging and there's kind of new demand coming in, you know, the freelancers that we have will learn these skills and they'll become experts in these, you know, to provide those services to businesses. So, you know, how can we as a company make sure that we're providing education and resources for our freelancers and also, you know, educating businesses and buyers on kind of the things that they need to be looking for is our responsibility there. But it's really interesting to see how what's happening in kind of the real world is immediately and quickly reflected on the Fiverr platform itself.
And that brings us to the Go AI Fiverr tool. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, so Fiverr Go is a platform that Fiverr just released last week. I believe it was last Tuesday was the official announcement. And what Fiverr Go is it's really an AI platform that is built for freelancers to kind of empower them. So the two main features of the product are the personal AI assistant. And what that is it basically analyzes a freelancer's past conversations, interactions with clients, and it, you know, understands that and it kind of replicates that to handle your communication with potential clients. It can handle routine tasks. It can kind of analyze their, you know, order history and provide the freelancer business insights, really essentially becoming kind of a business partner. The first few minutes of kind of an interaction between a potential buyer, a client, and a freelancer are important. You know, that buyer wants to get the right information from the seller. Is this something you can offer? Can you handle this? Can you provide me examples of that? And personal assistant is providing that communication to the buyer. the freelancer themselves can step in and take over the conversation at any time. If the freelancer is not online, it will summarize that conversation and pass it over to the freelancer. If there's any point that, you know, the AI personal assistant isn't understanding what's going on, that will kind of immediately alert the seller there. So it's really a tool to kind of be a business partner to freelancers. The second half of it is what we're calling the AI creation model. And this is really it allows freelancers to train AI exclusively on their own work while maintaining complete control over their creative process and rights. So basically think of it as you're an artist on Fiverr, you would upload samples of your past work. So say there's 10 pieces of artwork you think represent your style. Fiverr creation model would analyze that work and define your own style. Then it would allow you to sell AI-generated work that represents your style. And so from a buyer perspective, both of these things provide, easier communication between, you and a potential seller, and then, instant delivery of that work there. You like someone's style, you need something very specific, you can get that immediately. And I think, the problem that a lot of these, bigger, more known kind of AI tools out there have is everything can be, pretty generic. And it's hard to get something, exactly what you need. So having that, freelancer involved in this, where it's mimicking their exact style, that freelancer is available to edit any work after, I think makes it a really powerful and exciting tool that we're excited about.
How does Fiverr recognize the top performing freelancers, and how will that offering equity benefit them?
Yeah, so Fiverr, has really, I think Fiverr believes that, we need to kind of reward and compensate freelancers for their work. So, that means every interaction that they're having with a client, they're being compensated for, but they're also, helping, build Fiverr into kind of the company that it's become and the company that we help it to aspire to be. So we announced a equity program for our top freelancers just in the last week as part of this AI announcement as well. So what that means is it allows them, the top freelancers that are pro or top rated, to get equity in Fiverr. Fiverr being a public company, they will be granted shares if they meet the requirements. So they need to maintain pro or top rated status for at least 1 year. They need to earn at least $30,000, growing 10% year over year, or gross over $100,000 a year on Fiverr. So we really think this is something exciting to, provide some ownership in Fiverr to the actual freelancers that, really make the platform go and make it what it is.
Very interesting. And Matt, because my show is founded on recognizing difference makers and having them share their stories, a couple of questions that are always important to me are: who made an impact in your life? And what are you doing to make an impact in the life of others through what you learned and your experience? And here you are, VP of Global Brand Marketing at Fiverr. Who were the people or the individuals who helped guide you to get you to where you are today, Matt?
Yeah, it's probably a common answer, but I would have to say my parents. I think they provided me with great opportunities growing up and really kind of a lot of freedom to do whatever I wanted. I think they were always encouraging and supportive there. And I think that was, something foundational where, I was little, I could, do whatever I wanted and they were always there to support me. And so I think, I've been, confident in my ability to do things as a result of that. And it, has allowed me to, get where I am today. How am I kind of paying that forward? I hope that I am being kind of a good leader and mentor to kind of the team that I have here in New York. There's about 25 people or so that I work with under me, and really trying to encourage and empower them. Always being kind of there to talk about anything with them and really be open and empower them. So let them make decisions, make mistakes, all of that, but ultimately being kind of as supportive as I can. So hopefully I'm doing a good job with that. But I'm really grateful for the opportunities that my family and my parents have provided me, and I think that's allowed me to be who I am today.
Very good, Matt. For our listeners right now, as we talk about AI and freelancers working together in the future, where can our listeners go to learn more with Fiverr?
Yeah, so I would encourage everyone to go check out Fiverr, and it's spelled Fiverr.com. And if you more specifically wanted to learn more about Fiverr Go, it would be Fiverr.com/go. Yeah, check it out.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great day, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Mark. I appreciate it.
All right. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and also subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing. Member SIPC.
People who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.